I think will be an improvement.
Right, and that fellow will be coming from the administration building periodically?
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, just, you know, from a customer service standpoint, you know, what do you want us to do for you? And that was the point of the letter, and like I said, we got a poor response, but, you know, most people said, yeah, you know, why don't you come out, you know, let's eat some shore poultry, said that, which I was kind of surprised. But, you know, check the doors, you found it unlocked, you know, some of us said, you know, give us a call right away, some said, you know, just wait till the next day, lock it for us. I mean, you know, that was the intent of that letter, was, you know, how can we best serve you?
Jim, when the tenants signed this contract with us, is that part of our obligation? Did we say we're going to furnish security?
No, and that was the other thing in the letter, was, you know, security is up to the tenant, but, you know, as part of...
Why are we asking them if they want security? Why don't they come to us and say they want security, or just forget it? And let that, and that should be part of the cost. Besides, that's an extra cost to us, so why are we...
Mm-hmm. Well, we've done that for years, you know, check doors and locks and stuff.
You've got to read this contract, what the contract says. Follow the contract. Contract says no security, forget it. And if they want security, they can have it. They don't want it, somebody's got to pay for it, right, Dave?
Yeah.
So let her go. That's why I handle that.
I mean, that's an option, but, you know, the...
It's an option, it's a contract, right?
That's what...
Yeah.
Basically, we have the guard there at the guardhouse, and his job is to monitor people going in and out of the industrial park.
Right.
Particularly. So I guess he goes and checks as he's doing.
Airport.
And he does two or three rounds of any shift. Mm-hmm. Plus he goes and checks on our building.
Right.
At the late night, overnight shift.
Well, I just know, managing people, if it's not the same for everybody, that poor guy that's got to do the check isn't going to know whether he's supposed to call somebody at this building, knock on the door of somebody at this building, put a yellow sticker on this building, or, you know, call the police on this building.
Yeah. He'll have that information. We're putting that together. We're with our security people.
Can I interject something?
Yes, sir.
As a former police officer, we had... one incident where I got struck in the head with a cement block from a burglar, and the city of Milford sent the individual business that I was checking the property that night, they sent him the emergency room bill because I was an invited guest on his property. And we had people that did not want a police officer on their property because of insurance purposes. Because if you're an invited guest, they're responsible for you if you have an accident on their property.
Yeah, this is a little different because it's actually the county property, it's just what it's leased.
And if I say to you, I want you on my property, checking my property, you're an invited guest on my property.
Right. Yeah, that's part of the problem with, if it's all over the board, I mean, my personal feelings is just be the same for everybody. Whether it's nothing, or whether it's make a phone call in the middle of the night. But it's just, you know, if somebody's dealing drugs next to where Rick has his aircraft and they're not addressed, the next thing you know, that drug deal's gonna be going on a little bit farther down the road, or that horseplay, or that theft, or breaking and entering.
Well, they're still gonna do rounds, and they're gonna be in that area. It's just, they're not gonna be checking doors, and, you know, unless that's what the tenant wants us to do. But I think it sounds like what I'm hearing from our county council representative is that's not what we should be doing. So if we're going to do everything the same, then it sounds like nobody's going to get their doors checked.
Mike, you...
We now have Joe Kemp, our safety officer, is overseeing the security. I wonder if we should not invite Joe to the next meeting to go over how he is directing these employees, and then get some feedback from you all about what you expect.
Sure. Well, I think it's going to come down to the individual tenant, too. I mean,
we don't go on property, do we?
Sorry?
Our guards don't go in the buildings.
They don't go in the building. They go up to the doors and they check the doors. But, you know, if the committee says it's okay to check doors and one of the tenants says don't check doors, then that's something different.
Sam says it's not really, it's the lease would override any of it.